If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
According to a new report, a record number of people have given up their U.S. citizenship this year. It's kind of like when we all threw out our Blockbuster video card. It was a good idea for a while, and then suddenly it was just very clear they were going out of business.
Recorded from locations that are not 30 Rockefeller Plaza, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with actor Tracy Ellis Ross. But first, a closer look.
The president announced a bunch of meaningless and blatantly unconstitutional executive orders and a PR stunt at his golf course. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. This weekend really distilled just how desperate President Trump is as he continues to trail Joe Biden in the polls. He announced a bunch of empty executive orders at his golf course instead of negotiate with Congress. He said he would permanently cut the payroll taxes that fund Social Security and Medicare if reelected. There was a Friday night massacre at the post office as part of Trump's ongoing attempts to sabotage mail-in voting. And we found out that his White House asked the governor of South Dakota, what's the process to add additional presidents to Mount Rushmore? You guys know Mount Rushmore, the thing you saw when you were 7 and then only in rental car commercials. And there is no process because it's not a thing. It's a national monument. It's not the wing wall down at the Wooden Nickel. The process is you gotta eat 100 hot wings in 10 minutes and you gotta bring your own picture. We're not a picture company here at the Wooden Nickel. That's like going up to a priest after Mass and asking him, so what's the process for adding someone to the Trinity? What if it was like the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and Dan? Actually, that does sound like a pretty decent idea for an early 2000s screwball comedy starring Owen Wilson. I mean, how can I lead my flock when I can't even get my own apartment? It's weird. And even if there was a process to get on Mount Rushmore, I'm pretty sure presiding over the preventable deaths of 160,000 Americans and the worst economic crash since the Great Depression would be disqualifying. That's like asking your boss at Chipotle when you're getting your Employee of the Month plaque after you get caught stirring the guacamole with your skateboard. You're never getting it, Brad. You're never going to get your name on a plaque. Besides, I'm pretty sure the other presidents would be weirded out having Trump next to them. They'd all scooch over to one side of the mountain like passengers on the F train after a dude takes a dump. Let's get off at the next stop. It's only 38 more blocks to the park. The only upside of putting Trump on Mount Rushmore would be picking the photo to use so we could all remember him accurately. Would it be this photo of Trump coming back from his Tulsa rally looking like he just got fired from his job as a door-to-door vacuum salesman? Or maybe one of these photos where he's screaming like a rabid possum? Or how about that one from the GOP debate where he looks like he's farting and getting kicked in the at the same time? Did he fart because he got kicked in the or did he get kicked in the because he farted? Trump wants to get on Mount Rushmore, but first he has to get past Joe Biden, who he's trailing badly in the polls. And you can tell Trump is desperate. Last week, for example, he once again pretended he was doing a bunch of official events, but as always, turned them into campaign speeches. And at one point, Trump, the twice-divorced serial adulterer who doesn't go to church, thought 2 Corinthians was called 2 Corinthians and who probably uses a Bible to hide his playboys still said this about devout Catholic Joe Biden.
He's going to do things that nobody ever would ever think even possible because he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns, destroy your Second Amendment, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God, he's against guns, he's against energy, our kind of energy.
My God, why does he always talk like an injured superhero in a comic book? Losing consciousness, must stop Luther, he's against God. Trying to make Trump's syntax make sense is like trying to solve an ancient Sumerian riddle. If man can hurt God, then is he not more powerful than God? And if man is more powerful than God, then would that not mean that God is man and man is God? Sounds like a dude who downed one too many tequila shots singing John Lennon's Imagine at karaoke. No religion, no anything. Hurt the Bible, hurt God. I know that was auto-tune, but I wanted to make sure we didn't have to pay publishing. Also, Biden's against energy? What are you talking about? The dude was literally out in the sun biking over the weekend. Biden's like one of those grandpas you worry about because they're always doing too much. Grandpa, it's 6 a.m. Where are you going with an axe? You can never have too much firewood, kiddo. You, on the other hand, have all the energy of a beanbag chair low on beans. So Trump's obviously very desperate. On top of being historically unpopular, he also had no accomplishment to tout, aside from shoveling $2 trillion worth of tax cuts into the pockets of big corporations and the wealthy, claiming it would boost the economy. And I just want to say, mission accomplished, bud. Those crappy little bonuses companies handed out in 2017 as PR for the corporate tax cut really came in handy when 50 million people lost their jobs and everyone was racing to buy toilet paper. Good news, honey. We can afford an extra pack of Charmin thanks to that one-time check we got 3 years ago. If you need me, I'll be in line at the food bank for the next 6 hours. Even before the pandemic and economic crash, Trump had accomplished very little. So instead, he decided to start taking credit for his predecessor's accomplishments. For example, Trump has falsely claimed more than 150 times that he signed the Veterans Choice Program into law, even though it was Barack Obama who signed it in 2014. Again, he has repeated this lie, according to CNN, more than 150 times, which is just a level of dedication to lying that I can't even comprehend. He's the Lance Armstrong of lying, which is saying a lot, since Lance Armstrong is also the Lance Armstrong of lying. And in this election, Joe Biden is the Lance Armstrong of biking, but only because the only other choice is Donald Trump, who is the Lance Armstrong of not taking steroids. And when Trump was asked about this lie at his fake news conference at his New Jersey golf club over the weekend with a bunch of his wealthy patrons cheering him on, in the background, he got all pissy and walked away.
Trying to set a new precedent that the president can go around Congress and decide how...
You ever hear the word obstruction? They've obstructed. Congress has obstructed. The Democrats have obstructed people from getting desperately needed money. Go ahead, please, right here. No, no, you're finished. Go ahead, please. Please. Go ahead. Okay, excuse me. Go ahead, please.
It's a false statement, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much.
Just stormed off. Such a petulant little man toddler. It's like the kid who loses at Halo and chucks his controller across the room. You gave me the broken one. I'm telling Mom. Also, nothing says man of the people like doing a press conference at your $350,000 a year private golf club.
Every American who loses a job will get a free sleeve of Titleist golf balls. They're repackaged from ones we found in the lake.
Trump is so desperate for affection, he's bringing his own cheering section to the press conferences now. It's like watching a reboot of Married with Children. At the debates with Biden, he's going to pipe in his own studio audience. So Trump has spent virtually his entire term desperately trying to erase Obama's accomplishment or take credit for them, like when Republicans tried to repeal Obamacare, including its protections for pre-existing conditions. They even filed a brief with the Supreme Court in June, arguing that Obamacare must fall, which would wipe out protections for people with pre-existing conditions in the middle of a pandemic. And yet, as all that was happening, Trump has repeatedly and brazenly lied about his position on healthcare, saying, I was the person who saved pre-existing conditions in your healthcare, and I will always protect people with pre-existing conditions. Always, always, always. Yikes. That is a truly psychotic use of all caps. That is an ex-husband in a Lifetime movie level of punctuation. Normally, when you get a note like that, you realize the person who wrote it is standing right behind you. So Trump has spent months lying about his position on healthcare. And on Friday, his psychosis spun so far out of control, he actually tried to trick people into thinking he was issuing an executive order protecting pre-existing conditions, which is a thing that's already law, thanks to Obamacare, the law he's currently in court trying to overturn.
Over the next 2 weeks, I'll be pursuing a major executive order requiring health insurance companies to cover all pre-existing conditions for all customers. That's a big thing. I've always been very strongly in favor. We have to cover pre-existing conditions. So we will be pursuing a major executive order requiring health insurance companies to cover all pre-existing conditions for all of its customers.
Oh yeah, what's next? Are you gonna issue an executive order requiring New Hampshire and Vermont to touch at all times?
You two have to learn to share a border.
This psycho genuinely thinks he can just get up in front of the cameras and repeat things Obama already did, and people are going to believe him. Next, he's going to announce he's picking Joe Biden as his running mate.
It's weird he's attacking me. We're on the same ticket.
Dude, no one's going to mistake you for Barack Obama. All we have to do is look at the two of you with your shirts unbuttoned. Obama looks like he's in an episode of Ballers. Trump looks like a business ham. And then on Saturday, Trump signed a bunch of meaningless and unconstitutional executive orders rather than negotiate with Congress, while tens of millions of Americans face eviction and go without much-needed unemployment benefits. Take, for example, Trump's claim that he's supposedly extending the enhanced unemployment benefits. First of all, he's cutting them from $600 to $400. Second, he's forcing cash-strapped states to pay 25% of that amount. And if they can't, then their residents don't get the money. And third, even his own economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, didn't seem to know how any of this will work at all.
So when will people see their first checks?
I don't want to be specific because you might hold me to it, as you should, but I think it's going to be in a couple of weeks, and I think it's going to come to about $1,200 per person. That's a huge
wage increase.
You
keep saying $1,200 per person. Are you talking about in addition to the unemployment that they're already getting?
Oh, no.
Where does that number
that's
come
the
from?
Payroll. I beg your pardon. The $1,200 will come from the payroll tax. It should be $800. I beg your pardon. It should be $800 for the unemployment.
$800 or $400?
No, it should be $800. If the states step up, we're prepared to match. That should be come out $400 federal, $400 states.
Okay. We'll move on because I think that's not what the president said, and it's a bit confusing.
Man, even Dana Bash gave up. That was like watching her sort through the menu at a restaurant with her grandfather. You want the chicken?
No, I want the polo.
Polo means chicken.
I thought it meant fish.
Pesci is fish.
The actor?
Just bring him some french fries, please. How can he not know what his own policy does? He sounds like the substitute math teacher who spilled coffee on his lesson plan. Okay, everybody, the answer is 1,200. It's 8. Nope, I think it's 500. It's 5,000. Mr. Kudlow, I think it's 400. Shut up, you little snot-nosed punk. It's 800. Now run to the teacher's line and get me another beer. You're not allowed to drink beer, Mr. Kudlow. Well, don't you just sound like the superintendent who fired me from my last job. And then there's the executive order that supposedly extends the federal eviction moratorium, which it obviously does not do. That's a lie. All you have to do is read it, which apparently Kudlow has not done.
A second key point was the eviction moratorium. Because the Democrats rejected various compromises at least twice, to my knowledge, the president felt he had to take action.
In fact, the president doesn't extend the federal eviction moratorium. I looked at the executive order. It doesn't do that. It simply directs HUD to find a way to help people and identify federal funds. It doesn't include extending the eviction moratorium.
Well, look, that's not entirely true. I mean, in there...
Well, it is true.
Come on, George. That's not fair. If I haven't read it, you can't either. It's fun to imagine Kudlow's aides shuttling him from interview to interview, watching him make a fool of himself, and then hoping the next one goes better. All right, boss, we have only one more interview left today. Where is it? Please say Fox News. Please, Fox News. It's Axios. Oh, damn it. Yeah, you better give me some of those loose papers that are fun to carry around and hard to read. And then there's Trump's fake payroll tax cut. In reality, all he did was defer payroll taxes until the end of the year, which means a lot of businesses just save up the money to pay those taxes when they're due, rather than pass the savings on to workers. Trump said if he was reelected, he would make the cut permanent, which is even worse because payroll taxes fund Social Security and Medicare. So if you cut payroll taxes without a replacement, you're cutting Social Security. And when he was asked about that last night, as usual, he just lied.
What we're doing is we reimburse through the general fund, not through Social Security. This will have no impact on Social Security. Through the general fund, reimburse. This will have zero impact on Social Security.
That's not how it works. For one thing, only Congress can appropriate money. For another, this isn't one of your businesses. You can't just move money around to cover your losses.
I got it. We're just going to move money from the tax fund to the casino fund to the hotel fund to the slush fund to the porn star fund. Boom, done. But how do we pay our taxes? Oh, that's easy. We don't. You should really try tapping my head. It's like silly, buddy.
Americans can see through this. It's Trump's usual shtick. He's desperate and unpopular, which is why he's signing empty executive orders and sabotaging the post office. He has no accomplishments, no policies.
No anything.
This has been A Closer Look.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Our guest tonight just received her fourth Emmy nomination for her work on the hit series Black-ish. She stars in The High Note, which is available to own on digital now and on Blu-ray and DVD August 11th. Here's my conversation with Tracee Ellis Ross.
Great to see you, Tracee. How are you holding up?
I'm hanging in here. You know, I'm still in one piece, still in the same place.
You look fantastic. And part of what a lot of us have had to figure out is not only how to look fantastic on Zoom calls, but how to actually do the Zoom calls.
Now I know how to set up lights. I do hair, makeup, lights, production, tech, all of it. It's all...
You and me both. You and me both. Congratulations on the Emmy nomination for Black-ish. There must be a little extra, jump in your step.
You know, I didn't even know the nominations were coming. So I turned on my phone, and because of what we're in and my nervous system being shot like everybody else's, I thought something really bad had happened.
Sure.
But it was a congratulations blowing up on my phone. So it's really a treat. It's like a really nice bright spot in the middle of this crazy. People are like, what do you feel about not being able to do a red carpet and everything? I was like, I just want people to vote.
Yeah. That's there you go.
Not necessarily for the Emmys. Yes, I would love to win. Blah, blah, blah. Really nice. I would like everybody to vote in the general election. And not just for number one in terms of the president, but up and down the ballot.
Yes. If anything, I think everyone in the Academy, everyone with Emmy voting rights, should use the Emmy voting as their dry run for the general.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You could use it as a dry run, figure out how to fill out your census. That's another one.
That's another huge one.
10 minutes of your life affects the next 10 years, Seth. What are you talking about?
Exactly. There's very few 10-minute windows that will affect the next decade of representation as a electorate.
Yeah, that's correct.
You are coming into your seventh season of Black-ish, and I know you, like a lot of productions, are trying to figure out how to do the show in, again, not to belabor the point, but, you know, it is the time we're living in. How's it going so far?
All we've done is a table read. I was a little nervous about it, actually, because I was like, how's this going to go? Because, you know, our table reads are crazy. We talk over each other. There's so much joking and laughing. So I'm hoping it'll feel safe. I'm a little, you know, haven't been around people in a very long time, Seth.
Yeah, I know that feeling. I think the other feeling a lot of us have had is how prepared were we when this started? How prepared are we now? Are you someone who can stock a house well? In trying times, yes, I'm
generally a stock person. Like I like okay. A backlog of things. I am a household that always has extra batteries per se. So when the pandemic started, I was like, I'm good. You know what I mean? I knew everyone was freaking out about toilet paper, but I was like, I've got, I'm fine. But I went on Amazon like one does. And I ordered what I thought was a nice roll of toilet paper. And at first it said, it's not going to come for a month. I'm like, no problem. I'm set for a month. And then they were delays. They were like, your toilet paper is coming. It hasn't come yet. Blah, blah, blah. But it's coming. Finally, it arrived. Seth, I discovered I'm not great at ordering on Amazon, things both to scale and the amount of things you will be getting. This is what a regular toilet paper roll looks like, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I ordered a 1, 2, 3, but this is what I waited 2.5 months for. This. These, look at this. Look, the size of this.
They're the shorties.
What is this going to do? This would last me.
I think that's for a doll's house. Those are dollhouse.
But I will tell you, it says the feeling of falling in love with you, and it's 3-ply sheet bath tissue.
Well, there you go. I mean, once you're a 3-ply, it can be a lot smaller.
No, it cannot.
Do you find holding it that you're falling in love with yourself even a little bit?
No, I feel like this.
Probably because it's wrapped.
What is this like? What, this is like three uses.
Look, I'm telling you, you're gonna be blown away. And again, I have a small investment in that company, but I promise you that when you feel 3-ply, you are going to, the love affair you are going to have with Tracee Ellis Ross.
This is, look at this.
Yeah, well, the other one, the one you have, that's like a giant, that's like a 1-ply. That you're, no. Look, they has to be that big.
I'm taking it apart, Seth. I bet you this is at least 2-ply. Look at this. This is 2-ply. 2-ply.
Yeah. All right. Hey, obviously we're showing here that we're both very good at business, but you actually have your own beauty line company. We talked about it last time you were on Pattern Beauty, correct? How's that going? Are you managing to get anything done?
Honestly, yeah, it's gotten a lot more focused attention for me because usually I'm doing so many other things and I'm on set. We launched our styling products, which was incredibly successful, and we were able to stay open during this whole thing because it's essential goods, shampoo and conditioner. And we discovered that people are still willing to shop online. People still need to condition their hair. And I feel like hair products are one of the places that you continue to be able to feel like yourself and like honor yourself. You can do a deep condition, Seth. Do you know what I mean? You can try a new hairstyle and feel like you've done something extraordinary while just staying inside your home safely.
Well, look, as my hair gets longer, a deep condition sounds like something I never even thought of.
And you know what, Seth? You also might want to, when you get to the ponytail phase, you might want to do baby hairs. I'm sure you've spoken to someone or seen someone with a baby hair scenario, like extravagantly placed ramen. So you could have ramen noodles across your forehead.
Oh, so baby hair is that sort of like flat to the brow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The designs of, you can make designs out of all the little bits that, you know, the shorter hairs on the front.
Yeah, the more you talk about it, the more this sounds like me. Hey, so congrats on the film, The High Note. Obviously, this is, you know, in another time, this is going to come out in theaters. Now it's on demand. You play an iconic singer. What drew you to this? Tracy, what would ever would have made you want to play?
It's a world I wanted to explore that, like,
sure.
I knew nothing about, that I've had no idea. I was drawn to the role. I loved the story and this character, Grace Davis, although I understand that, like, an iconic superstar singer makes people think of my mom, but she's nothing like my mom. And I got to sing, Seth. I got to sing.
Well, that's the crazy thing. So even though, you know, your mom was Diana Ross, you had never recorded songs before.
Well, my mom is still Diana Ross.
I spoke to her earlier. And she said, like, she goes, Tracy is my acquaintance.
I just met my mom during this pandemic. It's been amazing. She's so sweet. No, I dabbled in the singing, but I'd never gone into the recording studio. And I got to record 4 or 5 songs. And one of them, my first single, Love Myself. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. My first single. Yeah. Crazy. I'm a charted artist. I made it onto the adult contemporary charts, and I made it all the way to number 14.
Number 14. And look, I have been given the power to make you an offer. We would love to license Love Myself for this 3-ply toilet paper that we're using.
Oh.
That makes you fall in love with yourself.
I forget when I was younger, it was easy. Toilet paper was this side, now it's small. Oh.
That's wonderful. All right, we'll just steal it. We'll just rip it from that and use it in the next ad we cut. Hey, it is always such a pleasure to see you. Congratulations on everything, Tracy, and look forward to the next time already.
Thank you. It's so good to see you, Seth.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.